The site had a tire fire in 1995, which resulted in the use of firefighting foams containing PFAS. It's one of more than 30 sites across Michigan being tested by the Department of Environmental Quality. Dan Thorell is the Environmental Health Director for the Grand Traverse County Health Department. He says a residential well they tested showed PFAS contamination of 6 parts per trillion.
To put that in perspective, the EPA currently has a health advisory limit of 70 parts per trillion.
Earlier this year, a study from the Center for Disease Control suggested that a safe PFAS level is much lower, between 7 to 10 parts per trillion. Thorell says the DEQ will be testing 35 other residential wells in the area to better understand the extent of the contamination. He says in the meantime, residents will have access to bottled water and filters. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.